It is Monday, December 24th. I just wanted to scare you, Santa. It's December 14th, 2015. And no matter where you are on Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us. A 24-year effort to win the mayor's office was finally realized over the weekend in Houston, where in Texas's largest city, a Democrat won a squeaker of a contest, Sylvester Turner besting conservative businessman Bill King. In a race which suggests, upon further reflection on the distribution of the vote count, a city as racially polarized as ever. In the words of one TSU political science professor, Turner's victory was almost entirely attributable to the overwhelming vote in the African-American community. Not everyone agrees with that analysis, a Rice professor telling the Houston Chronicle that King's loss was a statement of the effectiveness of the Republicans' campaign. This much all might agree upon. Expect big ratings tomorrow night for the next in the Republican presidential debates. This, by the way, being the first since you-know-who declared Muslims should be prohibited from entering the U.S., and the first since Hillary Clinton's campaign manager, one John Podesta, told Democratic donors his prediction, you might say, for the 2016 race. Podesta believes it will be a contest between his candidate, Hillary Clinton, and, wait for it, your junior senator from Texas. Prognostications are slippery things, some would say silly things, especially at this point. But here's something else we really don't know much about. Who is this person who could be president? What do we here in Texas know about his family beyond the story of a Cuban father, an American mother, and a Canadian birth? Michael Cruz, that's K-R-U-S-E, so we don't get confused here, has spent 15 hours watching some unusual family videos of candidate Ted Cruz, and he writes about it for Politico. Michael, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
15 hours of videos, a lot of coffee, I would imagine. What did you, first of all, where did you find these family videos?
Well, so they were posted on Ted Cruz's Senate campaign YouTube page actually last summer and went mostly unnoticed until a couple weeks ago when a few other outlets went and found them and started watching them a little bit more closely because, as you say, he is at this point ascendant in the GOP primary. So I think people are looking for clues as to who is he? Who is he really? In this highly mediated, highly managed age, it becomes harder and harder to know who these candidates really are. And in these videos, there were some clues, certainly added to our understanding.
Let me back up. These are not home movies like Super 8s that have been transferred to digital. We're talking about what exactly?
We're talking about 15 or so hours of ad matter or potential material that will be used in ads that you might have already seen, certainly that you will see with increasing frequency, particularly if you live in Iowa or New Hampshire or South Carolina. But what is interesting about these 15 hours is that they are raw, they are uncut. The camera just keeps rolling. They include long sessions with Senator Cruz, long sessions with his father. Both of them are more known as public speakers, certainly, but they also include members of his family that many of us have never heard from, have never seen, including a nephew who is the son of his late half-sister who died of a drug overdose in Pennsylvania in 2011. So you hear from him. It's an interesting glimpse, and the fact that it is so uncut in that form, in those 15 hours, is what, in my opinion, gives it its value.
What do you learn about Cruz, about his family? What's the takeaway? I would imagine there's a certain degree of awkwardness in some of these shots.
So the Ted Cruz family story centers mostly, or has to this point, centered mostly around his father, Cuba, they're coming to Texas, etc. What you see here, I think, that is different is that it's a family dealing with a lot of the burdens of modern America. There are single mothers, there are half-sisters, there are step-parents mentioned, both of Ted Cruz's parents struggled with drinking before they had sort of a Christian reawakening in the mid-70s. You just sort of get a sense that the extended Cruz family, which is not that big, but beyond just his father, beyond his mother, you get a sense that they're a little bit more real than you thought, and real in ways that just the average American mishmashed families are in the 21st century.
You mentioned that his own kids call him a guest in their home. What was that about?
True enough. So since he was elected, of course, to the U.S. Senate, he most weeks, at least when Congress is in session, gets on a plane Monday morning and leaves Texas and is gone from home, from their Houston home for the better part of the week. So Heidi Cruz, his wife, spends some time talking about how his children miss him and consider him a guest when he actually comes home to Houston. She tells this poignant story, really, and I think maybe a little bit too poignant. I'll be surprised if I see it in an ad, in other words, about their daughters coming to Washington. They get to the apartment that he keeps here, and he's not there. He's off giving a speech, and the youngest of his two daughters says, we must not be in Washington. Daddy's not here. We've gone to the wrong city. This is the kind of thing that you sort of don't think about or hear about too much on the campaign trail, the strain on little kids, the strain on families.
Does Ted Cruz come across as a sympathetic figure or no?
Yes and no. He comes across as quite calculating. I mean, who isn't when they're making material for political ads? But he certainly spends a good deal of time orchestrating scenes, cajoling certain messages he wants to have come across. Again, this is sort of standard fare, so I don't know that he gets knocked for that. But you do see him when he's not talking the way we've all heard him talk now for these past few years. You do see him being a little bit less scripted and coaching his family members to say certain things and to take conversations in certain directions that may or may not be, but he hopes will be flattering at some point in a 30-second soundbite.
Michael, let me ask a question that may be obvious, but I guess I don't get it. If this does have a certain awkwardness and it reveals, I mean, it sounds like, I wouldn't want to be seen by the public as trying to coach people into saying certain things if I were a candidate, much less with my family.
Sure.
What is all this edited footage doing out there on YouTube, no less? Why would you just dump it out there and, you know, make it possible for people like you to go through this, warts and all?
A little bit unclear why it was put up so raw and so unedited, but it's put up in such a public space to get around the rule that a campaign cannot communicate with any related super PAC or PACs. So if the super PAC wants to make an ad for Ted Cruz and if the campaign wants to make an ad for Ted Cruz, they can both take from the same footage without technically communicating. That's why it's there. Now, why it's there in such unedited form, that's a little bit less clear. Maybe just because it takes a certain amount of time to eliminate those awkward moments. I would also say that it perhaps is because those awkward moments come so quickly and are so sort of intertwined with the more scripted moments that it would be pretty difficult to edit that, even that raw footage, in a way to eliminate all of those awkward moments, all of those less scripted moments. So it is what it is, and it's thrown up there, and it's 15 hours of, you know, don't get me wrong, a lot of those 15 hours are not awkward, but you watch it long enough and you keep your eyes open, things keep popping up because people keep talking. I mean, people who aren't politicians are not as disciplined when they're talking as people who are. So even Heidi Cruz, even Eleanor Dara, Ted Cruz's mother, mm-hmm. smart women, you keep them talking for long enough, and they're not as disciplined as Ted Cruz, and they're not as disciplined as Rafael Cruz, and they don't have those sort of ready messages, that sort of verbal stock footage that is in the heads of the candidate and the candidate's father, who is, of course, one of his top surrogates out on the trail.
Michael Cruz, K-R-U-S-E, not C-R-U-Z, mind you, writes about what he learned watching 15 hours of Ted Cruz family videos at politico.org. It's a remarkable read. Michael, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thanks so much for having me.